Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
He inspires small business.
We can teach these barbarians a lesson in Western methods and efficiency that will put them to shame.
He tells it like it is.
I realize how difficult it's going to be in this godforsaken place where you can't find what you need. And there's the challenge.
He's Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
With all due respect, sir, I believe this is going to be our finest hour.
Welcome back. It's 34 after the hour. Thanks very much for joining me today. Thanks for hanging around. If you just tuned in, welcome aboard. We're going to continue to entertain you and inform you and basically thrill you with all the small business stuff that we're going to be talking about. Is we're going to continue to talk about thrilling things like profits. How about that? Not many things are more thrilling than profits, right? Steve Martin is an expert in that topic, and he's a pretty thrilling guy himself. He's the author of Creative Approaches for Developing a Cost-Effective Organization. That's a thrilling title, isn't it? Steve's our good friend. Steve, welcome back to the show.
Jim, thank you much. It's very much. It's thrilling to be here.
I can tell. Yeah, I knew you'd pick right up on that, Steve. You're a sharp guy. My audience is saying 100,000 comedians out of work, and we got Blasingame. Steve, I know one thing you want to talk about today is managing profits during business interruptions. Now, that actually sounds like a contradiction in terms or something that's, I mean, if you've got a business interruption, maybe profits is not even what you're thinking about right now. What do you think?
Well, it does come down to survival first. And it depends on the nature of the business interruption, obviously. Mm-hmm. But you really have to look toward the longer term, or even the near term, once you have the nature of the problem identified and you determine how long it's going to take and how severe the situation is.
You know, Steve, I was in the news today. I know you're like me, Steve. It's understood. It's stipulated that our hearts go out to the families and the individuals who have been displaced and we pray for the souls who've been lost down there in the Hurricane Katrina catastrophe. But you know, on my level here as a small business advocate, my heart breaks for those small business owners who have lost all the, you know, I mean, maybe there was some insurance. I'm sure there was some insurance involved, but they'll never get back. They wouldn't. No small business owner can afford enough insurance to cover what happens if you just get wiped off the map.
It's really, really difficult, Jim. And of course, as you, my heart goes out to anybody in a severe catastrophe. It could be just an individual business suffering a catastrophe, but
yeah,
certainly.
Yeah.
With this Hurricane Katrina, you're talking about a million people or so that are affected. And, of course, the immediate priority is to save lives, to preserve those people's well-being. And then you look forward toward the near future, and people are very much interested in having their jobs so they can mm-hmm. have a livelihood to support their families and take care of preserving or redeveloping a way of life.
Mm-hmm.
And as you and I know, and a lot of people are learning here in this country, small business is the backbone that provides a huge percentage of the jobs.
Well, you think about the reclamation of New Orleans, that area, not just New Orleans, southern Mississippi and the Mobile area of Alabama, those areas, you know, when those bigger companies that have the money to go back in and start those offices up again, they're going to want to eat at restaurants. They're going to want to get their clothes dry cleaned. They're going to want to, you know, get gasoline, pump gasoline, or they're going to want to buy a birthday card or something like that. Those things are all purchased from small businesses.
Absolutely. They're going to need the support service that is provided by small business, typically.
That's right.
It's really important to the recovery to have those available.
And then, but bringing those people back, one of the things that made me think about them is today, Steve, business owners are being allowed, they can't go back to their homes, but they're being allowed a one-day pass in New Orleans to go back to their businesses and to look for key records, probably, hopefully checkbooks and things like that, so that they can, I mean, I don't know how they contact their banks, if their bank's underwater too, but they are going to be able to go back and get some key records and try to salvage some of those things so that they can start to rebuild their businesses. And God be with them, because they've got some serious challenges. And we're going to be, one of the things we're going to be doing over the coming months and probably years is reporting on some of those things that are going on down there. But when we come back after this next break, Steve and I are going to talk about, if you have a business interruption, what do you do about it? What are some of the things that you need to do to get ready for it and to deal with it once it happens? And we're going to do that right after these messages. It's 20 till. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate. Steve Martin is our guest. We'll be right back. Welcome back. It's 17 till. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate, and my website is www.smallbusinessadvocate.com. Don't forget to subscribe to my free newsletter, and don't forget to check out our blog, or you can, which is on the homepage, or you can go to jimsblog.biz. And what the blog does is allows you it keeps everything that we've done recently right up front, right out on the front there. And also you can subscribe to the really simple syndication, which many of you, more and more of you are doing. We have that capability on our website, and it allows you to we will remind you, but with a little quick little note to your RSS reader, we'll remind you, as you know how that works, that we have some new stuff for you. And so every day that happens. So check that out when you get a chance. Steve Martin is our guest. He's the author of Creative Approaches for Developing a Cost-Effective Organization. Steve, give us your website, please.
Jim, it's www.profitpro.us.
And that's what we're talking about. We're talking about profitability, even during business interruptions. And Steve, what are some of the things that we need to do? Are these things that we need to do before there's a business interruption to make sure that we aren't hurt too badly, or after?
Well, Jim, in the ideal case, you'd have a full contingency plan with backups and the whole nine yards set up in place. But the reality is, a recent survey showed that only about 60% of even the Fortune 1000 have a contingency plan in place. So 40% of the Fortune 1000 are exposed, and the numbers for small businesses are even worse. But the key when you have a business interruption is to gather information. You've got to know what's going on. The sooner you get a scope on the problem, the sooner you can take action. And as we're seeing with Hurricane Katrina and other major global disasters like that, the first thing you really need to know is what's going on with your people, yourself, your family, your employees, your customers. You have to understand what's going on with them and what you can do to assist them, because people are our first priority.
You know, when there was a lumber company, when the hurricanes hit last year in Florida, there was a lumber company that called his customer. The guy called his customers and he said, just come get the plywood. He didn't charge them, apparently. He called his customers and said, come get the plywood. He knew they needed it to board up their houses, and they came and got the plywood. Now, where do you think those people are doing business today?
Well, there better be only one place.
That's right. That's exactly right. All right, what else do we need to know?
You really need to understand, then, what's the state of your assets. And, of course, these days, the assets might be on a computer hard drive.
Right.
Which goes back to the old issue of certainly backing it up as long as you can.
Backing it up and getting it off-site.
Yeah, absolutely.
You know, on a regular
really
basis.
Really critical.
Yep.
You know, even if you just burn a CD once a week and throw it in your freezer at home in a plastic bag, that'll protect it from a lot of disasters. But ideally, it'd be more sophisticated than that. You know, you need to understand how long the interruption's going to last, and what resources you have, and what resources do you need.
So you know whether to set up shop somewhere else or ride it out for a day or two till you get back in your building.
Sure, absolutely. Some interruptions are short, and some are going to be pretty long, as we see on the Gulf Coast today.
And one thing you can do in preparation for that, Steve, that I really have decided that is especially if you're running a peer-to-peer type of a network where you don't have a server, you're not all operating on off of a server, which most small businesses are not operating off a server. Most of them are peer-to-peer. Having a laptop as your CPU when you're in the office, you know, with a peripheral monitor and keyboard and everything, and being able to just walk out with that laptop and have, you know, your whole world with you there, that's awfully handy.
It certainly is. Just make sure that the business interruption isn't caused by losing that laptop.
Right. Oh, no, that's a good point. That's a good point. That's a whole other situation there, isn't it?
That's exactly right.
All right. What other things we need to know?
Well, once you understand what the situation is, as best you can, recognizing that in the earliest stages you will not have complete information, you've got to set your priorities. Just do what's most important, of course, people, and then looking toward the asset protection and conservation, and then mm-hmm. looking toward what you can do for the business itself.
And the priorities will depend upon the severity of the situation. Is this a regional challenge like they've got in the Gulf area, where maybe your priority is literally to get your family safe right now?
Exactly.
And then you start going up the priority list or down the priority list, depending on how you want to look at it, towards other things. You know, is my priority today that I need to check with my insurance agent or whatever?
Right. And you said it perfectly, Jim. Is my priority today to do this, that, or the other thing? The reality is that when you create a plan, it has to be dynamic and living, because you're going to gather more information and circumstances are going to change probably fairly rapidly. So you need to be flexible mm-hmm. so that your priorities and your plans and your steps can stay in tune with that, so you can make the most of the situation.
Right.
Now,
right,
well, you still have to have a plan. We want it dynamic and flexible, but you still have to have something written down so people know what's going on.
Should you? How much of this should we have beforehand?
In an ideal circumstance, Jim, you should have, in a contingency plan, you would have a series of outlines laid out in advance that would lay out what you're going to do if you lose your computer files, if you lose all your assets, if this, that, or the other thing. What would happen? What would you do?
So, for example, maybe if you knew that there was likely to be a storm coming, you could tell everybody, you know, take your laptops home with you, take your computers home with you, or make sure you take a backup home with you, and tomorrow, after the thing passes or whatever, we'll reconnect and see where's the best place to do business.
Perfect.
Stand by.
Absolutely.
We're going to take a quick break. We're right back with Steve Martin after these messages. It's 10 till. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate. We're back at 7 till. I always feel good when Steve Martin is here. He's our good friend and original member of our Brain Trust. And Steve's website is profitpro.us. And I encourage you to check it out. Steve, you got a lot of good information there that people can check out and use at their convenience, don't you?
Yes, absolutely, Jim. Absolutely free.
And I appreciate you making that available. All right, folks, we're talking about how to manage our businesses and make sure that we maintain some profitability during business interruptions. We've gathered the information. We've set the priorities. We've created a plan. Steve, now what?
Jim, as you're taking action on that, the next key thing to remember is that you must communicate. And if you don't get the point, communicate. You know, all your stakeholders, your family, your employees, your suppliers, your bankers, and so on and so forth, really need to be involved in what's going on. They may have their own problems and challenges, of course, in a global or large-scale disaster, but everyone needs to know what's going on, because information is the most powerful thing that you can give at that point. And even though you may not be making a profit at the moment, and that may not be the issue, survival is the most important thing, but long term you want to bring back or create a profitable business to keep those jobs going.
Well,
but You need to inform your stakeholders what's going on.
And one of the stakeholders, obviously, it's intuitive to let your employees know and let your families know, and I guess maybe certainly your banker and insurance company, people like that. But one of the stakeholders, it might not be as intuitive, and it should be, is notifying our customers.
Oh, letting
them know, you know, when we're going to be back, and or if we never left, you know, hey, we're still in business. You might have to do a little ad campaign or something.
Jim, that's absolutely critical, particularly if your customers are relying on you as a sole source, or a primary source. It's just absolutely critical that you talk with them as early on so that you can get them on board as part of the solution rather than being a problem.
Maybe even get on the phone to some of your key folks that you know depend on you and say, hey, you know, not only are we open, but what can we do to help you?
Absolutely. Jim, I've been in the circumstance where I was managing businesses that were absolutely key suppliers to major components in industry, and we had business interruption from railroad shutdowns.
Mm-hmm.
And believe me, all I did was live on the phones.
Yeah, yeah.
And the net result was that we kept our customers going. None of them suffered a business interruption on their part, even though we were in deep trouble. And we not only didn't lose any business, but our customers gave us great marks for
they stepped up.
Keeping them online.
Right. Steve, a lot of small business owners today in the New Orleans area, for example, but in the other, Mississippi and Alabama, somewhere, some of those places as well, are walking up to their businesses and they're looking at it and they're shaking their head. They're looking around them at the environment around them. They're shaking their head. And they've got to make a decision. And talk to us about that.
Well, you got to be careful and see what kind of mental state you're in. But at some point, you've got to make a decision whether you can rebuild it exactly the way it was, whether you need to modify it and adapt to a new opportunity or new challenges, or whether you just need to close the door.
Yeah. And that's the hard part. That's the hardest part of all. One of my mentors used to tell me whenever I had a situation like that, whether it be you know, a major one or a small one, he'd say, well, you got to decide. You got to ask yourself this question. Do I have a fighting chance or just a chance to fight?
Yep, that's a really good point, Jim.
Well, that's benefited me over the years. I've asked myself that question. That's when you ask yourself that question, you know, as you say, you got to be in the right frame of mind. You know, maybe the next day isn't the right time to ask yourself that question, but it is an important thing to think about. And that's a decision that's going to be made hundreds of times today in the Katrina ravaged area.
Yes, absolutely. And for as many businesses, Jim, that are going to make the decision to perhaps not reopen the way they were, there are going to be probably just as many who are going to flourish as a result of all of the money that's going to flow into that particular area in rebuilding.
That's one of the things that people who are maybe thinking about closing need to remember is there's going to be a lot of help. It looks pretty dark right now, but I think there's going to be some light at the other end of the tunnel. Steve, thank you for being here. Good job today, as always.
My pleasure, Jim. Thank you very much. And remember, it's the entrepreneurial spirit.
That's right.
That can build a business.
That's exactly right. Thank you, Steve, for being here. Steve Martin, ladies and gentlemen, he's the best. Got to go for this hour. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate, and this program is for you. I'll be right back on the other side of the news.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.